بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. One of the things that Maulana Saad Sahib in Nizamuddin he addressed was the importance of looking at people with husna zan, with good thoughts, and not thinking bad of anyone. It was the sunnah and the practice of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would never look at the negative qualities of people. If he had done so and he discriminated in his da'wat, in his message, then few people would have accepted Islam. So the Prophet ﷺ did not segregate anyone, and he made it a point to convey the message of Islam to each and every single person. And if we think about it, the people of Arabia, they weren't the best people. That they had many negative qualities. They buried their daughters alive. Just that in itself is a grave. It's a very serious thing. It's a very serious matter to kill an innocent, the one who is ma'asum, the one who is infallible. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but people, they listened to the message because the Prophet ﷺ never discriminated. Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari, he was a brigand prior to Islam. Prior to accepting Islam, he was a highway robber. He would accost caravans, and he would take whatever merchandise they were carrying. And people, they would threaten when he had become Muslim, when he accepted Islam, and he was beaten. They said, "Do you know that he is from the Ghifari clan?" And his clan was notorious for highway robbery. But Rasulullah ﷺ never segregated him from the message of Islam. And Rasulullah ﷺ made it a point to convey the message of Islam to him, and he accepted Islam. So, the thing that we need to control at all times is that whatever is in here doesn't necessarily have to come out from here. Whatever is in here, whatever is in our heads, whatever thoughts we are having, doesn't have to come out by the tongue. And this is what Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud and Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, they were worried about. That the hadith and Abdullah, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud narrates that أَنَّهُ ارْتَقَى Abu Wa'il is narrating the action of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, that he ascended Safa, Mount Safa. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud ascended Mount Safa فَأَخَذَ بِلِّسَانِهِ, and he held his tongue. And he says فَقَالَ يَا لِسَانُ قُلْ خَيْرًا تَغْنَمْ وَاسْكُتْ عَنْ شَرٍ تَسْلَمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَنْدَمْ. Beautiful. He said that, O tongue, addressing his tongue as an animate object, that speak good, speak khayr, speak well, and it will be beneficial for you. You will benefit. You will benefit. And stay quiet from anything which you want to utter, which is evil, and you will be saved. Because the tongue, this is something that is very difficult to control. Before you live to regret on the Day of Judgment, because the tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give it the power of speech on its own. And it will testify before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is what this individual said. And then Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he narrated a hadith that سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمَ يَقُولُ أَكْثَرُ خَطَايَ ابْنَ آدَمَ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ قَالَ الْحَيْثَمِ رِجَالُهُ رِجَالُ الصَّحِيحِ. That he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that most of the sins of the son of Adam, the origin of it is from the tongue. This is a sound hadith. So this is something that we need to really reflect over, that we need to control whatever is in here and not make it a point to utter it from here. Right? So control of the tongue. وَأَخْرَجَ أَبُو نُعَيْمِ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ أَبُو نُعَيْمِ الْأَصْبَحَانِ in his Kitab حِلْيَةُ الْأَوْلِيَاءِ, he narrates from Sa'id al-Jureidi, who narrates from a person that he saw رَأَيْتُ بْنَ عَبَّاسِ رَضِي اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمَا أَخَذَ بِثَمَرَةِ لِسَانِهِ, that he saw Hazrat Ibn Abbas holding one side of his tongue, the tip of his tongue. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ, and was saying, وَيْحَكْ, that woe unto you. قُلْ خَيْرًا تَغْنَمْ, that say good and it will be beneficial for you. وَسْكُتْ عَنْ شَرٍ تَسْلَمْ, and stay quiet from anything evil which you desire, which you have a desire to utter, and you will be saved. Then a person said, فَقَالَ لَهُ رَجُلٌ يَبْنَ عَبَّاسِ, that, O Ibn Abbas, مَالِي أَرَاكَ أَخِذًا بِثَمْرَةِ لِسَانِكَ تَقُولُ كَذَا, that what is this? I'm looking at you, you're holding the tip of your tongue and you're saying statements like this. So Hazrat Ibn Abbas said, قَالَ إِنَّهُ بَلَغَنِي أَنَّ الْأَبْدَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَيْسَ هُوَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ أَحْنَقَ مِنْهُ عَلَى لِسَانِهِ, that indeed it has reached me. He heard someone saying, or he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, that a person on the Day of Judgment, he will show considerable anger on his tongue. He will regret and he will show anger on his tongue. Ahnaq, he will be extremely angry with whatever. You know, sometimes when we say something, we feel really, we feel that we should not have said it. And at times, we feel angry that, okay, we should not have done something like this. We feel angry in ourselves. So similarly, this is how a person is going to feel on the Day of Judgment, because he had no control. The sunnat of Rasulullah ﷺ was that he would tawil as-samt. He was always very quiet. And this was passed down to the Sahaba as well. This quality of tawil as-samt, that staying quiet for a long period, it was passed down to the Sahaba. And because of this, they would speak whenever there was an issue. And they would safeguard themselves because they were very aware of the akhirat and the accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A way that we can control our tongues is that we look at the sacrifices of that individual. We look at the qualities, the good qualities of that individual. Everyone has good qualities. Every single person has good qualities. We do not look at the evil in that person or anything that we may dislike. We look at the good qualities. Hazrat Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, and this is what Mawlana Sa'ad Sahib was mentioning, that he was a Badri Sahabi, Yemeni, Badri Sahabi from Yemen. And he had accepted Islam, one of the few who participated in the Battle of Badr. Now, during the pact of Hudaybiyah, the agreement was, you know, the Kuffar of Makkah and the Prophet ﷺ, they had an agreement. Ultimately, that agreement was broken. There would be no war a certain period, right? So there was certain stipulations, specific stipulations in that agreement. So during this time, the Kuffar of Makkah, they broke the agreement. So Rasulullah ﷺ was getting prepared to invade Makkah. Now Hazrat Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, who was a Badri Sahabi, I mean, this man was someone who participated in the Battle of Badr. And I don't need to go into and delve into the status and maqam of the Badriyin, those who participated in the Battle of Badr. So he had sent a note with a woman who came to the Prophet ﷺ with a complaint. So this note was sent, and this woman was the carrier of the note. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari, in the second volume of Bukhari. So Rasulullah ﷺ was informed by virtue of wahi that, you know, this person, Hazrat Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, and this was the sabab and cause of revelation of Surah Mumtahina, that he has sent a note with a woman. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was informed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and another sahabi that you go and you accost this woman, you intercept her, right? And then this is exactly what happened. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and this other sahabi, Hazrat Zubair bin Awam, they intercepted this woman. And this woman, she was asked by Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Zubair that, do you have this note? He said, no. She denied it, of course. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that, if we have to, we don't want to, but if we have to, then we will remove all articles of clothing and we will somehow get that note. So she took that note out from the tresses of her hair, right? The plaits of her hair. She took the note out and she handed it to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu handed it to the Prophet ﷺ. Now Rasulullah ﷺ, he looked at the note and he saw that it is Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a. And the note says that Rasulullah ﷺ is coming to invade. Now imagine the feeling and the grief of the Prophet ﷺ that a sahabi who participated in the Battle of Badr, writing a note to the people of Makkah who were staunch enemies of Islam. Imagine. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, of course, could not hold himself. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, da'ni la'alli adribu unukahu. He's a munafiq, innahu munafiq. He said that, O Prophet of Allah, leave me, let me chop off his neck. He's a munafiq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, Ya Hatib, ma laka? What happened? Why did you do this? What prompted you to do something like this? Always investigate. Instead of jumping to conclusions, always investigate the matter thoroughly before jumping to conclusion. So Hazrat Hatib, he said, radiallahu anhu, that no, I have not become a renegade. I have not become apostate. I am a Muslim. But the fact of the matter is that I am not a Quraishi. I am not from the tribe of Quraysh. And my family are living in Makkah. My family, they are living in Makkah. They are not Quraishi. They're not. We are from Yemen. We are not from Quraysh. So I thought that perhaps they would show favor to my family if I informed them of your plans. And I know that Allah is going to inform you by wahi. And I know that you will be successful. And the only thing that I wanted was benefit for myself because of my family. Some, at times, the awlad and the amwal, it is a fitna. It is a trial and tribulation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the case. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hearing this response, he was happy. And he said that the Badriyin, they can do whatever they want. These Badriyin, they could do whatever they want. Because it was their qurbani. Rasulullah ﷺ looked at their sacrifice and their qurbani. And this is what we need. This sunnah is the Prophet's sunnah. That looking at the good qualities. There may be bad qualities that people have, but we look at the good ones. And by looking at the good ones, inshallah, the Muslim community, it will become that much more stronger if we look at the good qualities. But this is sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. We cannot look at the bad qualities, because if we look at the bad qualities of everyone, we will find bad qualities in every single person. We will find bad qualities in every single person. So we have to look at the good qualities. It is very difficult. It is very difficult because it's from shaitan. This is from shaitan that whenever we look at people suspiciously and with a negative eye, with an eye of critique. And we don't look with the eye of mercy and the eye of that this person is a Muslim. He is my brother. He is my brother. And I should look at him and I should look at his sacrifice, and that he, that just him coming to the masjid, this is a sacrifice. This is a sacrifice. Look at that brother, that him just coming to the masjid. This is a great thing. This is a source and a sabab for this person drawing near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even though this person may have 99 bad qualities, but that one good quality of coming to the masjid, we should look at that. That, oh, he's coming to the masjid. Alhamdulillah. He is a good brother. We should maintain relations with him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiran. Alhamdulillah.